Open Windows, November the 22nd. Heavenly Union. In Acts 4:32 we read that all the believers were one in heart and soul. The Lord must have a company in the earth who in every respect are heavenly people. Their spiritual resources of life, power, wisdom, knowledge and purpose must be heavenly and by mediation of the Holy Spirit alone. Their means and methods must be divinely supplied and dictated. Their energy must be directly divine energy, which means that they must have been separated from their own. The spiritual relationships and associations must be heavenly. It was the resolving into an earthly institution and system which cost the church its throne power at the beginning. And there can be no recovery without a clear position as to traditional relationships. There will need to be a purely heavenly position as to the really heavenly nature of the body of Christ, the church, without any contradistinctions in earthly orders. We have heard it said that at a certain gathering of servants of the Lord, it was like a touch of heaven. Everyone dropped, for the time being, their differences of denomination and earthly divisions. This speaks for itself. Oh, but why go back to them? They were of one mind and one soul. We can never arrange this or decide to do this heavenly business to any consequence except failure, unless each one concerned is in it by revelation of the Holy Spirit and is born in it through spiritual travail. We shall be wasting our time if we expect, try, or even pray for anything really effective apart from this essential, heavenly, and therefore anointed ground. Oh, there is no royal road or shortcut to the throne, or to throne power. It will cost us everything here. We have known more than one to be faced with this issue, and in trying to keep something here, miss the Lord's highest and best, and later in life to know it was so. Will you go to the Lord and ask him to do that deep work by his cross in the hands of the Holy Spirit, which will result in your being brought to the place where his authority is exercised through you and his rule is registered in the realm where things matter most, through your heavenly union with him.